Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
What do you call the great cooking that Mama Dip serves at her wonderful restaurant down on Rosemary Street? You know, thinking things like her fried chicken, black-eyed peas, collard greens, yams, cornbread, fruit cobbler, sweet tea, and banana pudding. This cuisine is special to our region, and what do you call it? Southern cooking? Soul food? Well, what's the difference, if any? And if you're stumbling around for an answer, you might want to take a look at a new book from UNC Press called Soul Food, The Surprising Story of an American Cuisine, One Plate at a Time, by a guy named Adrian Miller. And he follows the development of soul food from its origins among the diverse lands and people of West Africa who mingled beans and other plants with a variety of starches, all the way to the ships that carried them this way, where the captains had learned that the survival rate for the voyage was much higher if their captives were fed African foods rather than the European fare given the crew. All the way to the plantation kitchens where enslaved cooks and masters blended cooking traditions, to the explosion of good cooking in the African-American homes and churches and communities after emancipation, to the restaurants that sprung up in the North and West to serve the taste of the African-American diaspora during the last century, to the unsuccessful hijacking of the soul food concept by the Black Power movement during the last century, and all the way to today's adaptation of the soul food cuisine to the vegetarian preferences of modern youth. These folks don't realize that they are simply returning to the West African roots of soul food. Miller does not forget about the importance of the pig and the chicken. He devotes an entire chapter to fried chicken, sometimes called the gospel bird, because in the South, fried chicken was a favorite on Sunday, especially if the preacher was coming to dinner. Another reason, says Miller, is that for the peoples of West Africa, the chicken was a holy bird, and that memory might still be ingrained in some of their American descendants. If there is a difference between soul food and Southern cooking generally, it is that soul food's roots are in the least expensive, the least favored ingredients, like chitlins, which are one of the solid lines that differentiate soul food from other Southern cooking. Otherwise, says Miller, soul food dishes tend to have more intensity than their counterparts in Southern cuisine. They're sweeter, more highly spiced, and tend to have a higher fat content. All the things that one would expect from a cuisine using a lot of bland starches and lesser cuts of meat. So then, what is the real difference? Well, I still don't know for sure. But when I eat at Mama Dip's, I love it so much, I don't care what you call it. This is D.G. Martin.